Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for helping us celebrate 18 years of the Small Business Advocate Show as we kick off our 19th year of doing this, our broadcast, all the way back to 1997. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Steve Forbes is our guest, good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than a dozen years. He's been hanging out with us from time to time during the year and always on our anniversary week, which we appreciate very much. He's the chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media and just a great leader of a great American leader, and someone whose opinions and perspectives we rely on. Steve, thanks again for being here. Thanks for your leadership, Steve. I don't know if you realize this, but a lot of Americans really count on you to be a North Star for them. In some of the mayhem that we've experienced in the last few years, your leadership, your rock steadiness is important, and we appreciate it.
Well, you're much too kind, but we rely on you, especially since, as you well know, small businesses have been getting the short end in the last few years, and the economy's paid the price for it.
That's true. So I do want to shift horses just a little bit. Steve, there's a television show on recently called War Wars, and I was watching the second episode, and it showed how when the first thing that Hitler did was he took the Rhineland. He took part of Czechoslovakia, and then he took the Rhineland, and even though the British had and the French had troops on the borders to enforce the peace program from World War I, they did nothing. They stood by and didn't fire a shot when Hitler took the Rhineland, and so that told him he could do whatever he wanted, and we wound up with World War II. Are there parallels to when we've got ISIS right now? Aren't there parallels to this? Today.
They are, and that's why Hitler referred to Chamberlain, the British Prime Minister, as a worm. He had utter contempt for them. And you look around the world, and it's very clear this president is an isolationist. He thinks America is bad in the world, and that's why Putin is doing what he's doing, why the Chinese are doing what they're doing in the South China Sea. And it's a critical reason why ISIS feels that it can do what it wants to do. We'll pinprick him with some bombing raids. But in terms of effective action, they feel the U.S. is a spent power.
Isn't ISIS today our Nazi regime in that they could have been prevented had we paid more attention, had we fired a couple of shots back in the beginning and done something to contain them instead of deny them? Aren't what we're experiencing now the wages of that inaction?
Yes, thankfully they don't control a major industrial country yet.
Right.
But if we had been forceful earlier, take Iraq. We had 20,000 troops in Iraq in 2009. The country had been, we had won them with the surge. And Obama pulls them out. The country falls apart. Iran uses Iraq as a highway to Syria for the bloodbath there. ISIS rises up, mm-hmm. and you have a vacuum, and bad forces are going to move in. For the first time in 40 years, Russia's now a big power in the Middle East.
This president, one thing this president has done, which no other president has ever done, is to make a leader of a communist Russia look like a hero. And he has.
Poor guy knows what he's doing. press conference on Monday?
But only 10 hours before, he said ISIS was contained.
Well, that was like Neville Chamberlain saying yes. Hitler had missed the bus just before Hitler invaded Europe.
So where have these people not read history at all?
No, or they think they have their own version of history. In Obama's mind, the U.S. bad in the world, get the U.S. out, and it'll all sort itself out.
Are we going to see Democrats now actually realize that they've got to take a stand in favor of America and against their president and his policies?
They may have a queasy feeling, but at the end of the day, they go with the party loyalty.
Well, Dianne Feinstein is not acting like that.
She is, but. We'll see how far she pushes it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We'll see how far they really go, other than an occasional statement.
Mm-hmm. Well, one things we know now, I think the experiment's over, Steve. Don't you? In that the experiment of what would it look like if America just backed off around the world? That experiment's over now, isn't it? We know the results.
We know the results. We knew beforehand, and now we know from bitter experience.
Yeah.
The amazing thing is, Jim, this president doesn't realize it yet.
I actually don't think he's ignorant of it. I think he really, if you watch the film 2016, you really will inform you. He hates the concept of colonialism so much that he thinks anything he does in an aggressive nature outside of our borders is a form of colonialism, which he hates.
Yeah.
That's his ideology, ladies and gentlemen. Watch that film. It will inform you about what informs our president. Until we come back, I'm going to ask Steve, who can take over from President Obama and turn the country and the world around? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.